This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for August 2009. Tonight, news from the President, a headquarters update, and a look at news on the international scene from the amateur radio newsline. Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and welcome NZRT's President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
There has been a change in the NZRT Council. Lee Jennings, ZL2AL, has resigned as a central regional councillor, and his place has been filled by Max Wheatley, ZL2MAX. My thanks to Lee for the work he did while on council, and a warm welcome to Max. In with the last issue of Break-In, you will have received your subscription renewal notice. I urge you all to renew your subscription and also to encourage those who don't already belong to join. This is a world where everything has a commercial value and can be sold to the highest bidder. Radio spectrum is no exception. In order for our wonderful hobby to survive, there is a need to negotiate with the government for access to those parts of the radio spectrum that amateurs can use, both nationally and internationally. This is expensive. Although those who do the negotiations do so free of charge as willing volunteers, there are, however, administrative, travelling, accommodation and other costs involved. These are borne by NZART. By renewing your subscription, you will, in effect, be paying an insurance policy to ensure that you can continue to enjoy amateur radio. I appeal to you all to please renew your subscription and help us protect the facilities that make it possible for our hobby to continue. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The President of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. The Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, give notice of their table sale at the Longburn Hall on Saturday, October 3rd, 2009. Refreshments and raffles will be available. Now, the cost of tables to vendors will be $20 for a full table, $10 for half a table. Now, if you'd like to book a table, please advise how many you'd like, along with your payment and details, to MARS Table Sale, PO Box 1718, Palmerston North, 4440. That's MARS Table Sale, PO Box 1718, Palmerston North, 4440. It's off to Upper Hutt now, and a very good evening to NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Thank goodness winter is nearly over. We're having some beautiful spring days already. Hope you all managed to survive what media called the coldest, wettest winter in 25 years. That must mean it's the first I've ever experienced. I wish. The end of the year is fast approaching, which also means that your 2010 subscription is due before the end of November, if you wish to take advantage of the $10 rebate. There were a number of members who in 2007 paid their membership in advance for 3 years. I apologise to those of you who have received another invoice. Rest assured you do not have to pay again until the end of 2010. In my zeal to get invoices out, I neglected to stop the paper copy coming to those members. I would also like to remind members that there will be no call book this year. However, a list of call signs is available on the NZART website in PDF format. If you wish to have a printed or hard copy of this, there is a small fee of $10 payable. Just drop me a note together with your payment and I will send you a bound copy. Finally, as I have advised in the last headquarters info line, Break-In is due out at the beginning of February, April, June, August, October, and December. The August break-in always includes your subscription invoice for the following year, so please do not throw it away. That's all for this month, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZRT Business Manager. Looking now to international amateur radio news, Here's the latest from the Amateur Radio Newsline.
A national ban against texting and possibly other forms of communication while mobile could be in the nation's future. This was word to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Plans to assemble a group of experts to figure out what to do about drivers who use cell phones and do texting while behind the wheel. Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, reports.
In an August 4th release, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says that he intends to gather safety advocates, law enforcement and transportation officials, members of Congress, and scholars who've studied distracted driving for a summit meeting in September in Washington, D.C. In his statement, Secretary LaHood said that everyone knows text messaging while driving is dangerous, and the government is going to do something about it. While no mention was made regarding the use of a two-way radio while driving a vehicle, this could be of concern for hams who like to operate mobile in motion. If some sort of federal ban on the use of electronic communications devices while driving does come about, it could easily be broad-based and all-inclusive. This, in turn, could place hams, CB operators, and other two-way radio users in the position of having to seek after-the-fact exemptions to continue the operations that they've safely performed for years. As we go to air, there are 14 states plus the District of Columbia that passed laws banning text messaging while driving. Also, many states require the use of hands-free devices to use cellular voice telephones while in motion, although most have specific exemptions included for federally licensed ham radio operators. LaHood indicates that a summit meeting will present several recommendations for specific actions to address the problem of distracted drivers on a national level. For ham radio, it means keeping a close eye on the outcome and any laws that such a gathering of experts might recommend. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW in Los Angeles.
And in a related development, ARRL President Joel Harrison, W5ZN, has written a letter to the National Safety Council to ensure that amateur radio is not an unintended victim of the growing public debate over what to do about distracted drivers. In his note to NSC President Janet Harrison, he explained that amateur radio operators provide essential emergency communications when regular communications channels are disrupted by disaster. Harrison noted that the ability of hams to communicate and help protect the lives of those in danger would be strictly hindered if the federal, state, and local governments do not ensure that amateur radio operators can continue the use of their mobile radios while on the road. A map showing the current satellite location for most of the amateur radio satellites are now available on the AMSAT website. From the AMSAT front page, use the left-hand side navigation. Go to the Satellite Information Navigation box, then select Satellite Status. Next, click on an underlined satellite name in the left-hand column. This will display a satellite summary. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and there will be a map showing the current location of that satellite and the illuminated and dark portions of the Earth. This feature can be used for a quick check of the satellite's location, or to verify that your tracking program was set up correctly. W2GPS and N2YO are the duo who have provided this useful new feature. Videos of the presentations of this year's AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium are now available to watch on the British Amateur Radio Television Club website. All 18 sessions can be seen at www.batc.tv.
From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the NS9RC repeater of the North Shore Amateur Radio Club and their net serving Highland Park, Illinois. Are sunspots disappearing for good? Two solar researchers say this is the case. Amateur Radio Newsline's Norm Seeley, KI7UP, has more.
Most ham users know that there is a direct correlation between sunspots and high-frequency propagation conditions. In general, the more sunspots there are, the more DX you will be able to work. This usually happens in 11-year cycles, and the last solar maximum having taken place in 2000. The current solar cycle, which is cycle 24, should peak in roughly next year, or 2010. Only one problem, though. There have been very few sunspots this year, and very little easy-to-work DX. And now, there may be an answer as to why. SpaceWeather.com reports that astronomers Bill Livingston and Matt Penn of the National Solar Observatory in Tucson, Arizona, have found that sunspot magnetic fields are definitely waning. Not only that, they say that sunspots could completely disappear within decades. Livingston and Penn have been measuring solar magnetism since 1992. Their technique is based on a complex system called the Zeeman splitting of infrared spectral lines emitted by ion atoms in the vicinity of sunspots. They reach their conclusion by extrapolating their already collected data into the future. But space weather also says not to count out sunspots just yet. It notes that while the data of Livingston and Penn is widely thought to be correct, that any far-reaching extrapolations may be premature. It says that this type of measurement is relatively new, and the data reaches back less than 17 years. In the end, it appears as if the giant solar disk we call the Sun is the only one who holds the answers to the future of its spots and how good DX will be in the coming years. In Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
And a bit of an astrophysics lesson before we leave this story. For those not aware, sunspots are made of magnetism. In other words, a sunspot is not matter, but rather a strong magnetic field that appears dark because it blocks the upward flow of heat from the sun's fiery depths. Space weather says that without magnetism, there would be no sunspots. A new record for a microwave contact has been established down under. This with word that an April 1st SSB voice contact on 10.368 between ZL1-TPH in Cape Regina and ZL2-IP operating from North Egmont has been confirmed under New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitter Society rules. The distance between the two hams was 551 kilometers and is considered as being a New Zealand milestone record. It's also believed to be the longest terrestrial distance contact ever recorded on the 3-centimeter band made to date. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm Don Carlson, KQ6FM in Reno, Nevada, saying 7-3, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009, all rights reserved.
As always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Western Suburbs Branch 03 give early notice of their junk sale to be held on Saturday, 10th October. It'll be held at the same location as in previous years, the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall. Sale tables are $10 prepaid. Contact Ian, ZL1RCA. You can email Ian, SANGSFAM, at clear.net.nz or telephone 09-814-9597. Onwards to Waro News, and its greetings and a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. A quick reminder from Treasurer Janet that the discount for prompt payment of subs runs out on the 31st of August. The Auckland YLs held their annual 2-metre powder puff contest recently. As usual, the scores were determined on the night of the contest, and the winning YL was Celia, ZL1ALK, with Aola, ZL1ALE second, and Alison, ZL1TXQ third. In the OM section, Alwyn, ZL1CCJ, and Alan, ZL1AUW, tied for first place, with Jim, ZL1AVR second, and Dave, ZL1AMN third. At the recent Hamilton Market Day, a gathering of Waro YLs and friends met for morning tea. They enjoyed plenty of chat together before some had to return to the stores they were manning for their OMs. I heard that recently there was a lively gathering in Taranaki of YLs who had not been active on the air for some time. They enjoyed a potluck lunch and many reminiscences together. Perhaps this is an idea for another area to take up. The Australian YL's ALARA HF contest is taking place this weekend, and there's still time to have a few contacts before it finishes tonight at 23:59 hours local time. After you've completed your logs, remember that there's a new contest manager this year. She's Leslie Smith, VK5HLS. That's all from Wairo for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosch, ZL1RO, reporting for Waro. Time now for extra early notice of the City of Sales NZART Conference to be held next Queen's Birthday weekend. The venue will be the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom, Auckland. Now, Queen's Birthday Weekend 2010 is from Friday 4th through Monday 7th of June, and it's not too early to book your travel now and get those extra cheap airline fares. Finally tonight, it's Branch News. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just three items tonight, and we start with the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, which will have its next meeting at the club rooms at 65 Totara Road, Palmerston North, on Wednesday, September the 2nd at 7:30pm. The guest speaker will be Pete Moore, ZL2AUB, who will give a presentation and demonstration on the use of the EasyPal digital TV scanning software. The next meeting of the afternoon group of Branch 20 will be at the club rooms on Wednesday, September the 23rd at 2pm. The guest speaker for this meeting is still to be advised, so please listen to Branch 20 Nets on the 7125 repeater on Thursdays at 8pm and the HF Net on 3570 kHz at 9am Sunday mornings for more details. Branch 20 would also like to thank all those who came to the 2ZA and ZL6ZA exhibition at the Tumanawa Museum over the past year, and a special thanks to all who donated radio items for display. Further to the rest of the bulletin, also from Branch 20, Saturday, October the 3rd, is the annual sale at the Longburn Hall, just south of Palmerston North. Doors open for sellers at 8am, and the sale itself starts at 9am. To book a table, please contact the branch by email zl2aub@inspire.net.nz or phone 06354 7861. To Tatahi Bay Branch 42, where the next meeting is on Tuesday the 1st of September at 7:30pm at the clubrooms at Tereti Hall in Tatahi Bay. Mark ZL2BMB will talk on the new police digital communications system. To Nelson Branch 26, please keep Saturday and Sunday the 20th and 21st of September free for the car rally. Sunday will be the day when most operators are needed. If you can help, call Dave ZL2BCA on 545-0237 or by email scott@tasman.net. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT's headquarters info line will be emailed on Sunday, the 6th of September. And if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT headquarters, you can do so right now. Go to the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, folks, that's the official broadcast for August. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on Sunday, the 27th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2009. Good night, everyone. Good night now.